Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, here in this country, we've got a new analysis from the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia on the issue of gentrification, which has been forcing longtime residents, often low-income, often African-American, out of their neighborhoods all across the country. The conventional wisdom has been that low-income residents always lose out when their neighborhoods shift. But the Fed says in this new report that if low-income people are able to ride out the changes, they may be in line for a better quality of life. Bobby Allen from Here and Now contributor WHYY has the story.
Big picture, the takeaway from the study was that there are benefits and risks associated with gentrification.
The Federal Reserve's Eileen Dervinghi and her colleagues examined five gentrifying neighborhoods in Philadelphia over a 13-year period to learn more about the impact on residents. First, the benefits. Higher income people moving in does indeed raise the tide for a lot of things, like improving public schools, dropping violent crime, new locally owned businesses. The flip side, though, is that when housing costs shoot up too fast, vulnerable residents are pushed out and often end up in worse off neighborhoods. Then there are the people who seemingly get caught in the middle.
For individuals who could absorb those housing cost increase, they might be more motivated to stay in those neighborhoods because they see kind of neighborhood conditions improving.
The report finds that if people can ride out the gentrification, even if they are just scraping to get by, the results can be really good.
And you'll see a multiplier effect in a four-block, five-block area.
Villanova economist David Fiorenza consults cities about how to mitigate the negative effects of gentrification.
Other businesses will move in and infrastructure will be upgraded by the city. And it may take a few years to do this, but I'm seeing this happening in Philadelphia and other cities.
Angel Rodriguez works with the Latino-based economic development organization, APM. He says change is inevitable and growth is a good thing, but quality of life needs to be maintained for everyone, including the neighborhood's current residents.
Do they want a safe environment? Yes. Do they want quality housing? Yes. Do they want great schools? Yes. Do I want to eat, you know, fairly priced, nutrient-rich food? Yes. And I don't think you'll find anybody who says they don't want that.
APM is one of a slate of services the city sponsors to help people on the cusp avoid foreclosure, improve their credit score, or even chip in on rent. Rodriguez says what tips the balance in deciding whether a family can stay or is forced to leave often comes down to chance. A health emergency, a cut in hours, a layoff can make or break a family in the midst of gentrification.
It is rent. It's, you know, food prices. Depending on family size, can you actually feed your family?
Ground zero for change, according to the Fed study, is West Philadelphia, where the average home value jumped from $78,000 in 2000 to $184,000 in 2013. So if you already own your home, the boom might be welcome.
Landscapes is changing. It's beautifying itself here.
West Philly native John Wilson has seen the value of his home climb in recent years. He has a good truck driving job and was able to build some savings.
My property taxes have raised by about $100, but it's making it a better neighborhood, to tell you the truth. So I really don't have any discrepancies with it. So it's kind of worth it.
But for every John Wilson, there's a Khadija Newsom.
First of all, the rent is like $900 for a one-bedroom apartment. That's too much money. They're snatching our houses, and this is basically kind of like the ghetto. Look at how it looks down here. Why are y'all charging $900?
Newsom, who is apartment hunting, says she's been pushed farther away from the city in search of affordable digs. She's not alone, since the Fed study found that median rent in West Philadelphia went from $580 a month in 2000 to $989 a month in 2013. What's interesting is the Fed's report also found that vulnerable residents move just as often in poor areas as they do in highly gentrifying neighborhoods. Eviction, foreclosure, and not being able to cover housing costs, those things affect people everywhere, regardless of how up-and-coming their block is. Again, Eileen Dervinghi.
Which is, I think, potentially surprising if your idea of displacement is sort of the rapid residential destabilization of low-income folks.
So those young professionals forcing working people out, that's not the trend. Dervinghi says it does happen, but happening just as often are affluent people moving out of gentrifying neighborhoods and into even nicer zip codes. So again, what does this all mean for working class residents in the midst of gentrification? Well, the study is hopeful. when disadvantaged residents stay in developing neighborhoods, they end up better off. Figuring out how to get more of them to stay is the challenge. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.